I was blown away recently by something that a man, Des Ong, said to me. He said, I'm sick of people calling emotional intelligence a soft skill. No, emotional intelligence is your superpower. Boom. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, we're all different, but for me, whilst my IQ is just fine, I've always seen my EQ, my emotional intelligence quotient, as being less than fine. It turns out that others haven't judged me quite as harshly as I've judged myself, but we all do have character flaws, every one of us. And it's all too easy to rationalize them, to joke about them, to make excuses for them. I'm just being completely open with you here. I would always play down my emotional intelligence for that very reason, whilst at the same time trying with all my heart to live my life in a way that God's word told me to live. How about you? Consider this, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. God has chosen you and made you his holy people. He loves you. So your new life should be like this. Show mercy to others. Be kind, humble, gentle, and patient. Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If you feel someone's wronged you, forgive them. Forgive others, because the Lord forgave you. It's time to stop making excuses for our flaws. We are, after all, chosen and loved by God, His holy people. And when you read that passage of Scripture, what's it in fact talking about? Emotional intelligence, showing mercy, being kind, humble, gentle, patient, not angry, but forgiving. How do you grow your emotional intelligence? Start there, right there in God's Word. And for Pete's sake, stop making excuses. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. And if this is an area in which you struggle, remember, you can come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in your hour of need. Because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.